You're up to Mishnayis Mesechta Avodah Zorah. We're up to Paragimul, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, Shloisha Botim Heim. There are three different halachas of a house that the Goyim could worship. One is, Bayis Shabonu Mitchilu Avodah Zorah. If the Goyim build a house for the purpose to worship this house, they build it to be an Avodah Zorah. Then the halacha is, Hareza Osa, that the house is Osa Bhano. Even before they actually worship in it, since they build it for this purpose, the house becomes Osa Bahano right away. Then the second case is that Sidoi Vechira Lavoidah Zorah, that the house first was built for normal purpose to live in there. And then they decided to Sidoi, that means to put lime on the walls, L'shem Avodah Zorah, to worship the lime. Or else Vechira, they put tiles on the wall to worship that. The chiddush, they made something new in the house. So the halacha is then noito mashe chiddush. Later, when you want to make it mutav hano, all you have to do is just take off these tiles or the lime that they put there. In other words, even though the goy maybe have intentions now to start to worship the house, but before they worship the house, if all that was done was just that they put these tiles there, so now if a Jew comes in there, a Jew just has a right to just take out the tiles, and the man of the house would be mutav. But again, we're talking about before the goy actually worship the house. Because once he worship the house, then the house becomes also Bahano. The same thing, Hichnis Litoiche Avodah Zorah. Let's say you have a regular house that was made to live in, and now the goyim just brought inside there an Avodah Zorah. So Locher is a Reza V'hoitziyoy, and then you take out the Avodah Zorah, Sereza Muta, then the house remains Muta Bahano. Again, they did not worship the house itself. Only they had an Avodah Zorah there. So true, Kol Zaman, the Avodah Zorah is in the house, it's also to have Hano from the Avodah Zorah. But if the Jew just takes out the Avodah Zorah, then the house becomes Mutar Bahano. Now, Sholosh Avodah Heim, there are three different types of stones also with the Yisra Avodah Zorah. One is Even Shechat Sovo Mitchilo Labimus, where the Goy came and like chiseled off a stone for the purpose to make it Labimus, means like a form on where they're going to put the Avodah Zorah and they're going to worship the beam this stone. So Kitzur, they hollowed out the stone from a mountain with the purpose to use it L'shem to worship it. So then Harezu Asura, this stone becomes Osa Bahano. Even before they actually worship it, it becomes Osa Bahano. What's going to be Sido V'chiro L'shem Avodah Zorah? You have this stone that was taken out for a different purpose. And then later the goyim come to put some lime or to put some tiles on top of it, the Shem Avodah Zorah. So same halacha v'chiddush, or they put something else on top of these stones. So then the halacha is before the goyim actually worshipped it, a Jew could come along and noito mashe chiddush. He just has to remove what the goyim put there. The extra chiddush is something new that they made on this stone, and it would remain mutar bahano. Hemid ole avodah zorah. Let's say the goyim just put a statue on top of the stone, but they did not worship the stone. Then Vesilka, Jew comes and takes off the statue, the Avodah Zorah, Harezu Muteris. Then the stone remains Mutar Bahano. Now, Sholosh Asherah, and there are three different types of trees that the Goyim could worship. An Atzei Asherah. One is Ilon, Shenatol, Metchilu L'Shem Avodah Zorah. If the Goyim planted this tree at the beginning, L'Shem Avodah Zorah. Then the halacha is again, Harezu Asur. The tree is also Bahano right now, even before they actually worship it. Gideya, Upistol L'Shem Avodah Zorah. Let's say you have a tree that was grown for beauty, and then later Goy comes and Gidua, like chops off some branches, or Pistol takes off the psellas, the bad leaves, L'Shem Avodah Zorah. And Behechlef, some new branches grow on the tree. So halacha is Noito Mashechlef. You have to cut off just these new branches. That's what becomes Osa Bahano. But not the Ikar of the tree. The Ikar of the tree, Mashma, remains Mutar Bahano. And again, with the intentions of the Goy was not to worship the goof of the tree itself. He only had intentions to worship what's going to grow. So therefore, it only becomes Osa Bahano, the new branches that grow. But if he would have had intentions to worship the tree itself, here, since he did an action to the tree by Gidua, by cutting off some branches, the goof of the tree would have become Osa. Then the Mishnah says the third case is, Hemet Tachta Avodah Zorah. Let's say there was a regular tree, just underneath the tree they put down an Avodah Zorah there. Obitla, and then they took away the avodah zara. Harezu mutter, so the tree becomes mutter. But kol zaman, the avodah zara is underneath the tree, then it's also to have anor from this tree. Now, ezuhi ashera, what's called an ashera that's also banor, kol sheyesh tachte avodah zara. This is like the Tanakhama, that if there's an avodah zara underneath the tree, even though they did not worship the tree, kol zaman is underneath the tree itself also is also banor. That was like the last part of the last Mishnah. But the Chiddush here is that Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shoivdin Oiso. The tree is only also if they worship the tree. But if they do not plan to worship the tree, only the Avodah Zarah underneath it, then he holds, even when the Avodah Zarah is underneath it, still you're allowed to have anor from the shade of the tree itself. And the Mishnah says, Umaisa Bitsidin. What's happened the place of Tzidon? That bilon a tree, shayoiv the meisah, that the goyim were worshipping this tree. Umotzo tacht of gal, underneath it they found a pile of stones. So Amar lehem Rav Shimon said to them, bitku es hagal hazeh, check out this pile of stones. Ubitku, and they checked it out. Umotzo by tzura, and they found like a tzura statue, they found an avodah zarah there. Amar lehem, so he said to them, hoyu v'lat tzura einoiv them, since they're only worshipping the statue, not the lemes ilan, you should know the tree itself is mutah. And that's a shita that Kozma, they're not worshipping the tree itself, just the avodah zarah underneath it, so the tree itself remains mutah b'hano. However, the loch is not like Reb Shimon, but rather Kozma, there's an avodah zarah underneath the tree itself is also b'hano. It's considered a mishamshe avodah zarah that the tree is also b'hano. Mishneches, lo yeshiv betzila. If you have a tree that's also b'hano, a tree that the goyim worship, so loch is you can't have hano from its tzel, from the shade. V'yim yoshav tor, let's say somebody sits underneath the tree, yishno is tor, is not tomei. There's only a loch if you sit underneath the branches of the tree itself. Here you're having enjoyment from the shade, but you're not directly underneath the branches. And let's say in the morning or evening that the shade goes far away, there's a distance of shade, so it's also to be enjoy that shade. But as long as you're not underneath the tree itself, you remain tor. But v'lo yavra tachter, you're not supposed to walk underneath the tree itself. But v'yimover, if you walk underneath the tree, then tomei, you become tomei. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that he holds the loch is that takruve savoyde zora have the loch of tomei meis, that's metame bioil. So he says most probably like underneath every tree, there is some takruve, there's something that they served the tree with. And that's the loch of an avodah zarah. Even though the avodah zarah itself is only machloket before the Mishnah, whether it has tumas sheretz or tumas nida, but not tumas meis, takruvas avodah zarah. That's things that they use to worship with, like the korban or anything that you use to bring to serve to the avodah zarah. That has tumas meis on it. See, if you walk underneath this tree, most probably there are underneath it takruvas avodah zarah. And therefore that has loch like tumas meis. So since now the tree itself, the branches make an oil, you become tomei as under a tumah an oil hameis. But this is only the rabbanon de kalocha. And therefore hoisa gazelas esarabim, let's say these trees were going out into the shesarabim, like causing people not to walk through the shesarabim, then the ovo tachter, somebody walks underneath it, tor. Like then you remain tor, the rabbanon did not make this tumah where it's stopping the rabbim from walking underneath it. Now the loch is v'zorim tachtel yirokas b'yemoyse g'shomim. You light a plant underneath that's at this tree, this atzi asherah, you can plant vegetables there in the winter, because then you do not need the shade, so you're not having anor from the tree itself. Avoloi b'yemoyse chama, but not in the summer months, because then it's considered you're having anor from this shade. V'yahacha v'hachazrin, another type of vegetable. So loy b'moysa chamim, loy b'moysa kashomim. You cannot grow this not in the summer, not in the winter, because it always has enjoyment from the shade. Like even in the summer, even in the winter, the shade is beneficial to this growth. Now Rabbi Yosi says, af loy yirokas b'moysa kashomim. He argues and says, even in the winter months when it's raining, you cannot grow even vegetables underneath the atzi asherah. Why not? Mifnei shehanemiyo nosheras aleihem, because the leaves of the tree comes falling down, That becomes like manure. You'll have benefit from these leaves. So therefore, you're having enjoyment from the Atzi Asherah, so it's also the plant underneath the tree. The Gemara says, even though really it's considered like a zev is a gurim, there are two things causing it to grow. It's these leaves and the ground itself. But Mashmah Rabbi Yossi holds that zev is a gurim is also at least pavoy dezaru. Here, Mishnah tests. Not al mimenu etzim. Let's say you took off some wood, branches of wood, from the Atzi Asherah. Sasurum behando, it's also to have any enjoyment from this wood. And therefore, hisik bemesatanur, let's say you use this wood for fuel to heat up an oven. Sim chodesh, if it's a new oven, this is the first time you're using it, and the heat now makes the oven itself firm. So then you have to break this oven. It was formed through an isuri hanor, it's also to have enough from this oven. You have to break it. V'yim yoshan, let's say it's an old oven already, it was formed, it was strong already from before. So then you just have to wait until this heat cools off. But it's only also to have anor from this heat. You are burning now this wood in the oven, so the heat is also anor. But when the oven cools off, you can use it again. Let's say now when the heat is here from the Atzi Asherah, you're baking bread. Sasur b'hanor, and we say yeshvach etzim apas, we say either hanor, the bread becomes also anor. It was baked through the heat of the Avodah Zarah, it's also banor. Nisarva bacheris, let's say, this bread now got mixed up with other breads, so kulam asuras banor, it's not bot of roiv, and all of them remain also banor. Because that's the loch of Isuri, Avodah Zarah, like they're not bot of roiv, they're also even b'mashu, and it remains also banor. Rabbi Lezer says, Yerlech hanor liyam ha-melech. He says, no. Like, take the value of how much the bread itself is worth and just throw that value into the Yam HaMelech. And the rest of the breads are Muta Banor. That's the Shita. Again, like a pigeon. If you take money and take off the Yisra, Avoy Dezor, onto the money and throw it into the Yam. In this case, where really is Bottom Roiv, so he holds it could be Poydrit. Now, on this Omelah, the Chum said back to him, let him know, Ein Pidyon Avoy Dezor. There's no way you could redeem the Yisra no of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it remains also Bahano. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if Notal Hemenu Karkur? Let's say it took off like a big splinter from this tree, the Atzi Asherah, that you can make like a needle from it. Now also Bahano, still it's also to use it. Orak Boyesa Begat, let's say with this needle, you wove a cloth, you wove a jacket or a sweater. So a Begat also Bahano, it's also to have Bahano from this Begat. Since the splinter, this needle caused it, and it's called having hanor from the Atzi Asherah, it's also b'hanor. What's going to be in the sorrow of b'acherim, b'acherim, b'acherim? This beged got mixed up with other begodim and other ones again. Kulam asurim b'hanor again, it's all also b'hanor. Avodah Zarah is not bottle. In the surah from Avodah Zarah is not bottle. It's also even b'mashu. And again, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yerlech hanor liyam ha-melech. You have a right to redeem it. Take the value of this beged and the value of it, the money of it, throw it away, and it all becomes muta banor. You can sell it all to a guy. Omrulah, the Chum said back to him, no, ain pidyon avodah zarah. There's no pidyon, you can't be matter it. It still remains also bahanor. Now, Mishnah Yud, Ketzad Mevatlo, how can a guy come along and be Mevatol, an Atzi Asherah? Like to take off the Yisuri Hanor from the Atzi Asherah, like any other avodah zarah. And if the guy is mevatel it, he shows he's not going to use it anymore, the Yisra no comes off it. So kirsem v'zeret, if he picks off now some dried out leaves or some wet leaves from the tree, that shows he's not going to use it anymore. And that makes it muta b'hanor. Whereas noto imeno makle took a stick off this tree and uses it, or a sharbet, or also a sharbet, a shevet, a staff, he makes from it. Even if it just takes off a leaf, that shows that he's not going to use it anymore for Atzi Asherah, because otherwise he wouldn't take these things for his own use. So that shows he's not going to worship it anymore. Therefore, that's called a bittel. What's going to be shefoya? Let's say scraped off some part of the tree. So it depends. Litzorko asur. If he did it for his own sake, he wants to use this piece now. He did it for the purpose of the avodah zarah of the tree, to make the tree, like he smoothed off the tree to make the tree itself better. Then it still remains asura. He's still going to worship it. But shler litzorko, if he did not do this for the sake of the tree itself, rather for his own sake, then muteris, then that's considered a bittul on the avodah zarah, and then it becomes muta. Yeah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Sholesh avonim zu b'tzad zu. If you find three stones, one next to another, b'tzad makulis, that's on the side of the avodah zarah makulis, so Asuras healed these three stones are also. But Ushtaim, if you only find two stones, one next to another, then Mutaris, it's Muta. And the Gemara says, we're talking about like this, that first they have the Makulis, that's the Avodah Zorah, that they put one stone next to another stone, and the third stone on top of the two. That's where they started this Avodah Zorah, and the way they worship it is, they keep on throwing stones on top of it, making it bigger and bigger. So everybody holds all those stones, Arasa Bahanor, and if those stones would fall off, it'd also be Arasa Bahanor. Here the machlokes is where the Rabbi Shmuel says b'tzad makulis. What the Gemara says, it means a dalet amos away. You find three stones dalet amos away from the big makulis. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that the goyim used to make a small makulis next to the big one. So if you find three stones one next to another, even though the third one is not on top of the first two, that's only all three, one side another one, the small one they made like this, and these three stones also they worship. It's also banor. But if you only find two stones next to the makolis, meaning dal damas away, so again, these stones did not fall off from the big pile of stones, but rather they were only put here, and since there are only two stones, they do not worship it, therefore it's muta b'ano. The chom say, it depends. Sheniris imoy asuris. If these stones that we find here, let it only be one stone, but if it looks like this stone fell off from the big makolis, then there are asuris, it's also b'ano. But v'shein nirisimoy, if it does not look like these stones fell off from the big makulis, let it even be 5 or 10 stones, still mutaris, because they hold that the goyim did not make a small makulis next to the big makulis. So either these stones came from the regular avodah zarah, that's also banor, or else if it did not fall off from there, then it would be mutar b'hanor. Yeah, Mishnah Beis, Motza b'roish. Let's say somebody finds on top of the makulis, on top of the avodah zarah, some money, rosksus, some clothing, or kelim, or some utensils, serei elamutarim. These things are muta. The Gemara says we're talking about where these things are not there to beautify the avodah zarah, and they're not there to worship. It's not called takruva is kain pinim. Therefore, even though it's on top of the avodah zarah, it does not become osa b'hano. They're muta b'hano. However, parchili anovim, cluster of grapes, v'yatorah shoshibolim, or stalks made in the form of a crown, v'yenos wine, shimonim oil, uslosos and flour, or else v'chol dover shekiyotza b'korv agav yimizbech, any other type of food, or something that the makriv is brought inside the mizbech in pinim. So if you bring these things now towards the avodah zarah, now, these are called takruvos. These are things that you worship, you bring, you serve the avodah zarah with them. If it's something that's a kain avodah panim, then the locher is also, these things become osa b'ano. That's the locher that takruvos avodah zarah only becomes osa b'ano if it's something that's makriv kain zeh in the panim, in the mizbeach. That like the parchili anovim vitrash shoshibolim, these are things that are brought cut off for bikurim, so it's called is brought in the mikdash, and we know oil and shmonim and sotah is as pshita, yain is nisach hayayin, and the other one's made from mincha. The minchas and the sochim, so it's called avoidos kein pnim is takruvis. Mishnah Gimel, avoidos zora shahoyelo ginoi merchats, an avoidos zora that had a garden or a base merchats, a washout, a bathhouse that belonged to the avodah zarah. So locher is nen in mehem. A Jew is allowed to have hano shaloi b'toivo if they do not have to like pay for it. If they do not have to give a thank you to the galochim. But v'yei nen in mehem b'toivo. It's only muta. They don't have to give a thank you. But if they have to give a thank you or pay the galochim, then v'yei nen in mehem b'toivo. They're not allowed to have hano from this b'toivo if you have to thank them. Hoyu shaloi v'shalachirim. Let's say this beis hamerchatz belong a partnership with the avodah zarah and with somebody else, then nene mehem bein b'toyva bein shalai b'toyva. Then a Jew is allowed to come and have enjoyment from this bathhouse, even though it means he has to give them a toyva, he has to pay them or give them a thank you. Mishnah Dalet, avodah zarah shel nochri asur miyod. But now by the Zara that a guy owns or a guy made, it becomes Asa Banor right away, even before he worshipped it. But Peshel Yisrael, and now by the Zara that belongs to Yisrael, Eino Asurat Shetiyavit, only becomes Asa Banor once the Jew worships it. Now Nochri a guy, Mevatel Avoyde Zara Shleva Shacharoi, a guy has the right to Mevatel his own Avoyde Zara, or even the Avoyde Zara of his friend. As long as he's a guy, he has a right to be Mevatelit. And the Gemara dashes from Sukkim that a guy has the right to be mevatel. It's only Yosso. It says Psile Leheim Tisruf from Beish only when they worship it. But when they stop worshiping it, then it becomes Mutav Hano. But the Yisrael and Avoid Zara that a Jew owns ain't a mevatel Avoid Zara Shanochri. I mean, a Jew cannot be mevatel an Avoid Zara that belongs to a guy, and for sure not one that belongs to himself, because the one that belongs to a guy, there's Xeri, maybe you'll pick it up first and it'll become his. Now, Hamavatl Avodah Zorah, if a guy is Mavatl the Avodah Zorah, Bitul Misham Sheho, it's automatically Mavatl the Mishamish, whatever things Kedem use to worship it with, they also become Botul, they become Mutabano. The Tashmish Avodah Zorah is only Yasa, Kolzman the Avodah Zorah is also. But once you Mavatl the Gufa, the Avodah Zorah, the Tashmish and the things you serve it with becomes Mutabano. Bitul Misham Sheho, let's say Yoni Mavatl, these kelim, these utensils, you're not going to use to serve the Avodah Zorah with it anymore. Then Allah is Misham Sheh Mutarim. These things become Mutabanoah. But the Asura, the Avodah Zorah itself, is still Asabanoah. As long as you're not Mvatl it, you're not, like, take it out of your mind, you're not going to worship anymore, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, how bitul is, it still remains Asabanoah. Yeah, Mishnah, hey. Ketzad Mvatlo. How can a goy go ahead and be mevatel his avodah zarah? So kota rosh ozno, either he cuts off the tip of the ear of the avodah zarah, rosh chotmo, the tip of the nose, rosh etzpo, the tip of its finger, or else pochso, it just like bangs it in, makes an indention, afo pich lechisri, even though nothing is missing from the image, still bitlo. This shows us that the goy really means to be mevatel his avodah zarah, not to use it anymore, therefore the isra no goes off. What's going to be just rokak befone? Let's say the guy just spits in front of it, or else hishtin befone, he urinates in front of it, or else geruro, he drags it along on the floor, vizorak versatsoi, he throws the waste at it. Harezu ene betelo. This alone is not called the bittel. We do not see the guy really means to be mevatel his avodah zarah. It could just be that the Gemara says he got angry at it today, so today he does this, but maybe tomorrow he'll come back to his avodah zarah. So therefore, unless he does an action to the avodah zarah itself, to break it, to punch it in, to make an indention, there's no bittel. Mochro, let's say the guy sells it, by Mishkin, or else he gives it from Ashkin, he wants to borrow money from somebody, and he gives his avodah zarah from Ashkin, so that's a machlokes. Rebbe yoyme bittel. Rebbe says it's a bittel, and in the Gemara it's a machlokes, where there's only talking about where he sold it to a Jew, or even if he sells it to another guy, still the fact the guy sold it, that's a proof he's being mevat, doesn't plan to use it anymore. The Chacham say though, loy bittel, just the fact that the guy sold it, we do not see a bittel. The Gemara explains that if he sold it to another guy, he thinks, listen, the next guy will use it, he'll worship it, so there's no real bittel. And even if he sells it to a Jew, he thinks also, maybe the Jew will sell it back to another guy, and it'll still be used. Therefore, we do not see any bittel. Mishnah Vov, Avodah Zorah Shehenichu Oivdeh B'Shah Sholom. Let's say there was an Avodah Zorah that the goyim worshipped, and then they left it, they went away. See if they left it B'Shah Sholom, when it's peaceful times. So then Mutaris, why did they leave it? Why didn't they take it with them? That's a proof that they really mean to be Mevatle, not to use it anymore. But B'Shah Mulchoma, let's say they left now at a wartime, then Asur, then it's Selasa. And the reason why they didn't take it, they couldn't take it. It was a wartime, they had to run for their life. But maybe sometimes they have das to come back again, therefore there's no bittel. B'misyoyos Hashem Elohim, the platforms that they use, that when the king goes down a road, they used to put an avodah zarah on top of these platforms. So these platforms alone, these like bases, harielu mutaris, they're muta. It's not really considered a tashmash of an avodah zarah, they're muta bano. And the reason is, b'vnei shemamidin oisom b'shor shamalochim oivim, that the goyim put them up and put avodah zarahs on top of these bases, on top of these platforms, when the king passes by. And the Gemara explains that they don't really leave it there. and we're not even sure if the king will go down this road. It's possible he won't even use this road. It's possible the king won't even look at the Avodah Zarah. So it's called like a bimus shel arai. It's only used temporarily. It's not really used for kfam. Therefore, it does not become osur b'hano. Mishneh Zayin. Shalu es hazakeinim b'roimi. The zakeinim is the chachma Yisrael and roim. Emein ritzoinoi b'avodah zarah. Like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want people to worship Avodah Zarah, lo meinem avat lakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does not destroy the Avodah Zarahs. Or Mulehem, so Chomim answered back and said, Ilu ledovah shein tzaruch li'olam boi ha'yoivdim, if the goyim would have just worshipped wood, that things that the world itself does not need to be in existence, they would just worship stam things, ha'yim avat lo, true, then Hashem would destroy it. But ha'rei hein oivdim lechama, but the goyim worship the sun, for the alavon of the moon, like a chovim and the stars, lamazolas and the planets, is yoyvu the alomim mefnei hashoytim. Should HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the world that He created just because of these fools? So that's the reason why Hashem does not destroy the avodah zarahs. Or mulehem, so Chum still said back, im kain, if so, yabed dover shein tzarech leilam. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy stam an image. Let's say they make stam a getchka, they make stam an image, an idol to worship. So Hashem should destroy these idols. But v'yaniach dover shein tzarech leilam boy. But things that the world need to be in existence with, that Hashem should leave over. Like still, we understand what you're saying, good. Why Hashem does not destroy the sun, the moon, but let Him destroy the images that the goyim make. Or mulehem, the Chum said back, if Hashem would do this, He would like prove it, like the people that worship the sun, they'll have a chizik, they'll think that they're right, that that's the real Avodah Zarah. Shomim, they'll say, Teilu, I'll bring you proof that our God, the sun, is the real one. Shein Elohos, that they're really the gods. Shrehein Leibotlo, that even though the other images were destroyed, but they're not destroyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do this, take away some and not take away the others. Therefore, since He cannot take away all of them, He leaves them alone. Yeah, Mishneh Ches. Loikhin gas pu'uto min hanochri. You're allowed to buy from a gas, that's from a vat, buto, that the grapes there were already crushed, from a guy, even though the guy owns this vat of grapes and wine there, and the guy already crushed the grapes, still you're allowed to buy these grapes and the juice from the guy. And afal pi even, shehunoito biyoda, the guy takes up these grapes now a second time, venoisin la tapuch, and he puts it in front of the big like apple, the second bundle where a second time is going to press down on these grapes to make wine, still you're allowed to buy it off a guy. Because this Mishnah, the Mishnah Rishon holds, that it's not considered wine yet. Like when does this juice have a shame wine on it? That it will have an issa yai nesach, since the guy owns it, the guy is touching it. Until the wine leaves the vat where you press the grapes in and goes into the pit in front of it. In that pit, in that bor, that's when it becomes wine first. Now, yorad labor, let's say the wine goes down into the ditch in front of the vat, then the loch is mashiv a bor also. The wine that's in the bor itself, that has an issa yai nesach on it, that's also to buy. That's also bano. The rest of the wine is back up in the vat. That does not have a shame wine yet. Therefore, there's no issa yai nesach on it. That you're allowed to buy and drink off the guy. Mishneh Tes. Dorchin im hanochri begas. A Jew is allowed to even help a guy press down the grapes in his vat. Again, like this Mishnah Rishayna, that the wine has not become yai nesach yet. It's not osa b'hano. Therefore, you're allowed to help him crush down these grapes. Avoloi boitzer mimoi, but you're not allowed to help the guy cut off the grapes off the vine, because the Mishnah Rishon, this Mishnah holds that it's also ligroim tuma on peres shachulin of Eretz Yisrael. So since these peres tachulin, even though they belong to a guy now, and when the guy cuts them off, he's going to put it into his vat, which is tamei, he's going to be metama these grapes. So it's also to cause these grapes to become tamei. Therefore, a Jew is not allowed to help a guy to cut off the grapes when he knows he's going to be metama these grapes. Now, what's going to be Yisrael shuaisa betuma? Let's say you have a Jew that owns this vat, and he's not makpid and nalochis, and we know that this Jew has going to be metama these pears. So then the locher is loy dorchim, you're not allowed to even help him crush the grapes, because here there'll be an issue, be misayeya yidayov yavero. This Jew has an avera, he's not allowed to be metama these grapes. And since he doesn't care, he's called an avarian, so it's also for another Jew to help him do the Aveira. Therefore, Lloyd Dorchim, you're not allowed to help him along with the crushing of the grapes. And for sure, for Lloyd Boitzrinimo, you're not allowed to help him cut off the grapes off the vine, because that's for sure you're being Gurim Tuma to these grapes. All right, turn over. But the Mishnah continues, Avo Molichin Imoy Chovies Lagas. But after they already made the wine, now you're allowed to help him take the barrels to the vat, or mevini maiminagas, or also help him take away the barrels from the vat. In other words, this is not considered you being Messiah the day of Yavera. The Avera already had been Metama, the Paris took place already. This is considered a new Maisa. This new Maisa, it's not considered you being Messiah, a day of Yavera, therefore it's Mutta. The same type of halacha, nachtum shumoisa betuma. You have a baker, even a Jewish baker. They will know he's not makpet to make his dough betaira. He'll be metame his dough. And again, this mishnah holds is also to be metame chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the halacha is loy loshin v'loy orchani moy. Another Jew is not allowed to help him knead it or to help him braid the dough, because he called you be mesayeya yidei or yaveira. Avo malich ani moy pas lepalter. But you're allowed to help him after the bed was baked already, then you're allowed to help him take this bed, the bread, to the baker. That's called a new action. Here there's no more issa, be misayaya, yidei ovei avera. Yeah, Mishnah Yud. Nochri shenim tsoimed bitzad habor shoyayin. Let's say you find a guy that's standing next to the pit of wine. A Jew owns the wine, he has a cellar of wine here, and he finds a guy standing next to it. So the question is, do we have to be afraid that maybe the guy touched the wine? So it depends. Im yesh lo olav milva, if the guy has a lien upon this wine, meaning that the guy lent money to the Jew, and he made up that if he can't pay me back, I could take this wine. Then also, then we have to be afraid. The guy feels. We have to be afraid. The guy feels like the wine is his. He's not afraid to touch it. We have to be afraid. Maybe he was menaseach the wine. Therefore, the wine is also even banor. But what's going to be ainly all of milva? Let's say the guy has no lien upon this wine. Then muta. Then we do not have to be afraid he touched the wine. So the wine is even muta b'shtiyah, because he's afraid he'll be caught, and he's afraid to touch the wine. What's going to be nofal a bor? Let's say the guy fell into a bor full of wine, viola, and then he came up, and the Gemara says he came up when he was dead. So therefore, on the way coming down, he didn't have das to be menaseichet, and on the way coming up, he died already. Or else, umadudoy bakona, a guy was there to measure how much wine is in the pit. He was using a stick to measure it with. So again, he didn't have kavona to make nisach. Or else, hitiz es hatzira bakona. There was a hornet floating on top of the wine, so the guy came now with the stick to hit away, to take away the tzira, take away the hornet. So again, he did not have kavanah to make nisach. Or shehoyim mitapeach al pi chovius mirutachas. Or else there was a barrel of wine that he just poured the wine into, and there was foam on top. So the foam on top was not a derech for them to menaseach with it, and the guy now was just patting it down, hitting it. So therefore, he did not have kavanah to make nisach. So b'chol elu, in all these cases, ho yemais it happened, the omu, the chomis said yimocher, that in all these cases, since the guy did not have das to make nisach, al kol ponim it's muta b'hano, you're allowed to sell it, but b'shtiyah it's also to drink it. For Rabbi Shimon mat, Rabbi Shimon says no, it's even muta b'shtiyah. Since the guy did not have kavona to make nisach, he holds it's even muta b'shtiyah. But the Gemara says we do not pass like Rabbi Shimon. Not the less achovis, let's say a guy picked up an empty barrel, now we threw it into the pit full of water because he became angry at the Jew. So it's a maga that he just threw it, and also he was angry. He did not have das to make nisach here. This was a maisa. Nechom said it was muta, but it's mashma. It's muta even b'shtiya. But it's mashma. If the guy would do this not in anger, then it would be yasa. So Gemara asks the question, why? There's no mag, he's not really touching the wine. So the Gemara says that he's like rolling the barrel of wine up until the pit of bor, up until the wine. And Rashi learns that we have to be afraid, maybe when he rolled it all the way up until the bor, he also put his hands into the bor, so maybe he touched the wine. That's why, if it would have been when he was normal, the wine would be yasa. So the Mishnah says, since he did it when he was angry, therefore it's muta.
Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hametai her yenoi shanochri. A Jew that went down to work by a goyisha wine vat, a wine press, to make wine, and the good Jew made it all by himself, now the kashrus. And when he got finished making the wine, he put it into a barrel, v'noisna b'rishusai, and he put the barrel of wine in the rishus of the goy. So it depends. But by yisapsuch l'rishus rabim, if the house where the goy has his wine, it's open to rishus rabim, and also b'ir shiyesh bo goyim v'yisraelim, there's a city now that Jews live there also, with the goyim, so then muta. Then we say the wine is mutter because the goy is afraid to touch it, because it is open to Rishus Rabbim and Jews are there, a Jew may see him, and then he'll realize that he can't sell this wine anymore. Therefore the goy is afraid to do it, therefore the wine is mutter even b'shtiyah. But what's going to be Be'ir Shakula Goyim, a city that only goyim live there, then Asa, and then we say the wine is Asa because we're afraid that maybe the goy touched the wine, he's not afraid to touch it. Achiyoshiv Shemer. Until the Jew puts a watchman there to watch it, then it's okay. Now, what's the loch of the shomer? The shomer does not have to be there the whole day sitting and watching, but rather, even though all he's doing is just coming in and going out, that means I could spot check the guy, that's enough, the guy has a mercy, he's afraid, he will not make nisach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol rishus goyim achasi. All the rishus of a goy is one, and the Gemara comes out, according to Tanakhama, it means to say that the Tanakhama holds, our Mishnah is talking about, that you put the wine in the goy's rishus. The goy that owns the wine, then it's a problem, it has to be rishus rabim, otherwise you have to have a shomer. But mashma, if you put it into another goy's rishus, then it would be mutter. On this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't make a difference which rishus, which goy's property the wine is in, at all times we have to have a shomer, the dinim of the Mishnah applies. Mishnah Yudbeis, Hamitaher Yenoi Shalnochri. If a Jew again is coming to be Mitaher the wine above a goy, meaning the Jew is making the wine in a goyish wine press, and after he made the wine and put it into a barrel again, he leaves the wine in the Rishus of the goy. So the Mishnah says, V'aloi Kaisavloi, now in the case where the goy wrote back to the Jew and said, His Kabalti Mimcho Mois, it's as if I received the money from you. Meaning that whenever you want, you could take this wine and sell it, and then you pay me the money. But you have the right to take the wine, and then mutter. Then we say the goy is afraid to touch the wine, and therefore the wine is mutter. Avo but, im yirtza yisraeli hoitziyai, if the Jew would want to take this wine, v'yena manichai, and the goy does not let him take the wine, achiyitin layas meisav, until the Jew would first pay the money for the wine, but now that he did not pay it, it's called like Brishus Akum, Sehoyimaisim Beishoyin. This was happened in the place of Beishoyin, and the Osru Chacham, the Chacham said the wine is Osa, that the guy is not afraid to touch it, because anyway it's like his wine. Before the Jew pays the money for it, it's considered like the guy's wine. Therefore, the guy is not afraid to touch it, therefore, we have to be afraid maybe he touched it and he made it Yai Nesach.
Yeah, Perakei. Mishnah Aleph. Hasoicheres hapoyel lasois imoy b'yai nesach. If a guy hires a Jew to work with his yai nesach, let's say to transport it, he's going to be a truck driver to transport the yai nesach, and the guy wants to pay him money. So Mishnah says it's a knas min rabbanan, that's chara yasa, the pay you receive for working with yai nesach, the pay is also wasa b'hano. Then the more comes out, there's a knas mid rabbanan, as the chumra for yai nesach. What's going to be is chor lasa sima melocha cheres. Let's say the guy hired the Jew to do other work for him, to clean his house, to empty out the cellar. Then afa pi shomli, even though the guy tells the Jew, heveli chovya shayai nesach bimokam lemokam. Listen, I also want you to transport to move this barrel of wine from one place to another place. Then the locher is chor mutter. Then you should know his reward is mutter. That's not called tzchar of yai nesach. What's going to be a seicher as a chamor? Let's say a guy hires a Jewish donkey driver. Lov yoleo yai nesach, also to transport for him his yai nesach. So again, schar yaser pshitam. This is the pay, the wages you get for working with yai nesach. Like the ratio of the mishnah is a knas. But here the chiddush is, what's going to be schar relesha voleho? Let's say the guy hired this Jew to transport that, to rent out his chamor, that the guy should sit on the chamor should be like his traveling, he'll ride the chamor.
Even though the goy also deposits his barrel of wine on him, his jug of wine with him, like takes along to drink on the way, still schar muta. It's muta for the Jew to take the pay for the traveling, because the main pay is for the fact that the goy is traveling on the chamor, and not for the fact that he's taking along some wine yai nesach with him.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis yai nesach shenofel agabi enovim. Yai nesach that fell on top of grapes. Talocher is if the whole grapes have no cracks, so yedichin, all you have to do is just wash them off. The tam does not go into the grape. Vein mutaris and the muta bachila. Fim hoyim uvukois, let's say they were cracked though, so then the tam of the yain goes inside the grape. Then asuris, then it's also to eat these grapes. They're also bachila. No falagabi, tainamu yagabi, tomorrow, let's say the yain nesach falls on top of figs and dates. Sir, the tam goes into it, because since their shells are very soft, so the tam goes inside. Sir, it depends. Im yesh ben benoy same tam. Also, if they give a taste, if you could tell the taste of the yain inside the date or the fig, then it's also. And the Gemara really says that's only if it's nice in tam lishvach. If it gives tam for the good, but if it gives tam levgam, if it gives the best bad taste, then it's muta. And therefore, the Mishnah says, a maisa, once happened a case like this, bebaisum ben zoinim, that shehevi groigris besvina, they're once carrying groigris, that's dried out figs, v'nishtabru achov yosha yayin esach, and a barrel of yayin esach broke, v'nofel agabeim, and the yayin fell on top of these dried out figs, so v'shor lachom, the yechachom, what's the locha, v'tirum, and the chom said, you're allowed to eat these groigris, these dried out figs. Why? Because this is the general rule. Kol shebahan nosay benoy saint tam osa. Anytime the issa gives a taste into the food, you could tell the taste of the issa. That's called benoy saint tam. That's osa. But kol shein bahan nosay benoy saint tam. If you have no enjoyment from the taste, meaning that it gives a bit a taste into the food, then muta benoy saint tam lof gam is muta. Could go in a case like this is choymeitz shenof lagabi grisin. Let's say vinegar. That was first from Yain Nesach, now it falls on top of these beans, Grisin. It's nice and tam of gam, therefore the beans are muta even bachila.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Nochri shoye mavir im Yisrael. A guy that was working like with a Jew, and they were carrying kade yayim imoklamok, and they were traveling, transporting barrels of wine, and right now the barrels were sealed, so the guy does not make it Yain Nesach. So it depends. Imho ye becheskas hamishtamer. These barrels were becheskas to be watched, meaning even though the Jew goes away for a while, but the guy does not realize that he went away, or even if he went away, the guy sees him, but he's afraid the Jew will come back any minute now, or he'll see him on the side. So therefore these barrels are muta b'shtiyah. We're not afraid the guy went to make nisuch, since he's afraid the Jew will come back any minute. But what's going to be imho dioy shul maflig? Let's say the Jew tells the guy, "Ishna, I'm going away now. I'm going to take a lunch break now." So if the Jew plans to go away for enough time, kidei sheyishtoim, in order that the guy could make a hole in the cover, v'yishtoim, and then cover up, like take out some wine and then clog up the hole, and v'yigoy will seal it down and it'll dry up. So then it's also, then we say that the guy went ahead and made nisach here. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he goes little kula that no, it has to be a longer amount of time. It has to be long enough kadei sheyiftach, that the guy should be able to break open the whole top cover, the yigoyf, and then it should be able to like make a new cover, the tigov v'sigoyf, and be able to seal it up, and it should dry up. But we're not afraid just that the guy will crack a small hole there, because then he'll be caught. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be a longer amount of time, that if the Jew tells the guy he's going away for an hour, then the wine in Berchash becomes Yayin Nesach. Mishnah Dalet. Ha-meniach yeinoi v'koronoi b'svino. A Jew leaves his wine and barrels of wine in a wagon or in a ship. V'holach loy, and there's a guy on the ship taking care, and the Jew was there watching it, and now the Jew goes away. V'holach loy b'kapandir, he goes away in a shortcut on the side. And in the meantime, nichnas lemedina v'rochatz, the Jew goes into the city and takes a bath. So locher is muta. Still the wine is muta b'shtiya, because since the Jew did not tell the guy he's going away, the guy is always afraid maybe you'll come back, and he'll be afraid to be menasech the wine. What's going to be though im hoidiyoy shumaflig? Let's say the guy, the Jew, tells the guy he's going away. Then again, the same machlekes. The Tanakama says, Kadesh Yishtam, Yishtam, Vigo, until he make a hole and cover it up. If Shimon Galil Leiman, no, it has to be a long enough time, Kadesh Yiftach, he could break open the whole cover, the Yigo, make a whole new cover, the Sigoy, and seal it down, that it should dry up. Now, a third case is, Hamniach Nachri Bechanus, let's say you own a liquor store, and you have a guy working there for you, and you leave him, the Jew goes away, even though the Jew leaves him, but since he can come back any time, the guy does not know when he's going to come back, it's mutter, the guy is afraid to be menasech. But what's going to be again, if the Jew tells the guy, you should know, I'm going away now, I plan to go away for an hour or so. So again, the same machlekes. If he goes away, Kadesh Yishtam, V'yistam, V'yigoy, V'tanakama says it's also long enough just to make a hole there and then clog it up and seal it up. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Kadesh Yiftach, V'yigoy, V'sigoy, it has to be long enough that the guy should be able to break open the whole cover and put a new cover there and then make it dry up. And the Gemara says, Chidush Shemoy, we need each case. Like the first case, the guy sees you, you're outside, you're traveling, so of course the guy is afraid to touch the wine, he's afraid to come back any minute. The second time, or second case already, it's in a crane, it's in the ship, so he's not so much afraid of the... Like he's not so much afraid of the Jew, so maybe there would be also, even though the guy does not know the Jew leaves, and then Setzachidish there also know, and the last case says you leave him in a chanus, in a store, where there the guy could close the door, so there also we should be afraid maybe the guy would make nisuch. Kamash one in all these cases know that as long as the guy does not know that the Jew is leaving, so the guy is always afraid maybe the Jew would come back, so there's no isab yai nisuch. Only if the guy, Jew, tells the guy he's going away, then we have the machlekes, how long does he have to go away in order to make it also. Yeah, Mishnah, hey. Let's say a Jew is eating with a guy and even drinking wine together on the same table, then yach legin al ashulchan, and the Jew left his jug of wine on the table. Or legin al hadulbaki, he also left a jug of wine on the side table, not where they're eating, but on the serving table. Vehenich, and then the Jew left the guy alone, viyotz, and he went out. So the loch is like this, mashal al ashulchan, the wine that's on top of the table also. That we have to be afraid that the guy, since it was put there for him to drink, we have to be afraid he touched it, it becomes yai nesach. But Omar Shal Hadulbaki Mutter, the one that's on top of the serving table, that's still Mutter, because that the guy does not have a right to touch, so must probably, even though the Jew left, the guy is afraid he'll come back any second now, therefore he does not touch it. But what's going to be V'imam Allah? Let's say the Jew tells the guy, Have a Moizeg Vishoisa, listen, I give you permission to dilute the wine, put some water in and drink it, it's like become Hamish, you can do what you want here. Then this svar is Av Shal Hadulvaki Yasar, even the wine that's on the side table also becomes awesome, because the guy feels he has a right to do what he wants. What's going to be Chovius Psuchas? Let's say if the Jew left the house and there were some open barrels, they are service. All the open barrels are also. The guy feels Hamish, we have to be afraid he touched the wine. But Stumas, if we have closed barrels, then again, it's only also if the Jew went away long enough, Kadesh Yiftach V'Yigoy V'Sigoy, that the guy would be able to break open the whole cover and replace it, and then let it dry up, seal up. If the Jew went away so long, then we have to be afraid even the closed barrels were open and became Yom Nesach. Mishnah Vov. Baleshes goyim shenichnos olir. Let's say an army full of goyim come into the city. Pishasholim, if there's peace there, so they're not coming to fight, they're only coming to eat or to drink. So that depends. Chov yis psuchas asuras. All the open barrels in the city of wine are awesome. We have to be afraid they touch the wine. But stuma is the closed barrels mutaris. We do not say they come and open them. They're still mutar. But Bishas Mucham, let's say the army came in for war, then Elu V'Elu Mutaris, even the open barrels are Mutta, we do not say they went to touch the wine. Why? Lefi Shein P'nai L'Naseh, they don't have time to make Nisuch now, to touch the wine, they're going to have war to fight, they do not think about making Nisuch. Mishnah Zayin, Umnin Shel Yisrael, let's say a Jewish worker that was working for a guy, and doing work that he's allowed to. He was plowing the fields for him. Now, Shesholach Lem Nochri Chovi Yishoyai Nesach B'Schorin. When the guy comes to pay the Jew for the work, he wants to pay him with a barrel full of Yai Nesach. And we know that's also by no. So Lochri is Mutorim Loimla. The Jew is allowed to tell to the guy, listen, Tain Lano Esther Mehel, please do not give me this barrel of wine, but instead give me the money, pay me in money. But what's going to be v'yimishen nichnasol rishusan? Let's say the Jew already took the barrel of wine into his own rishus, like he owns it already. Now it's also for the Jew now to change his mind and say, listen, take back the barrel of wine and give me money, because it looks like you're selling yayin nesek, which is also b'hano. Now hamoicher yayin lanochri. If a Jew sells wine to a goy, so Mishnah says posakach loymodad, if they made up a price before the goy went to pour off the wine to make the meshicha, then dom of mutarim, it's okay, because you say since they made up a price, so as soon as the goy starts to make a meshicha, right away he's kind of the wine and he has to pay him now for the wine, that's kosher before the goy makes it yai nesach. But what's going to be modak? The goy makes a meshicha, takes it home, actually posak, even before they made up a price, so there's no kinin yet. So it comes out that the goy is going to make it yai nesach even before the goy really owns it, while the wine still belongs to the Jew. So it comes out then that the goy is going to pay for yai nesach, and then dom of asurim, then it's also for the Jew to take the money. It's called demeya yai nesach, which is also bahano. Not aless hamashpich. Let's say the Jew took the funnel where he pours off the wine from the big barrel into the small jars, or modad letor slechusa shenochri. First, the Jew used this funnel to pour off the wine into a goyisha, into a goy that was buying the wine into his glass. And then v'chazer modad letor slechusa shal Yisrael. Then the Jew seller takes his funnel and pours off wine into a Jewish glass. So it depends. If there's a rim around this funnel that still has some wine left over from the goy's wine, also that's yain nesach, it's also banor, and that after all the next wine that comes into the Jew's glass. But if there will not be any wine left over on the funnel, then it'll be muta. Hamora mikli akli. If a goy, let's say, is pouring off wine from one kli to another kli, the locher is esheira mimenu muta. The wine that's still left over in the first barrel that did not come out yet, it's muta. The goy did not touch the barrel of wine, he's only pouring out the wine. So the wine that did not come out yet is muta, even b'shtiyah. But v'yesheiru l'toicha, the wine that was poured out, that's loch of koicha, that's called the koicha of anakum. The koicha of anakum is also midrabbonis, because simply like the goy touched the wine. So the wine that comes out, that's the loch of a goy pours wine for a Jew. The wine that comes out, that becomes also, that has a loch of yai nesach. Mishneches, Yayin Nesech Osar, it itself is also Bahano, V'yoyse B'cholshu. When it mixes in wine into other wine, it makes it also, even though it's a kosher, even though a drop of Yayin Nesech falls into 100,000 times as much as Yayin Kosher, it's also B'cholshu. Now the klal is Yayin B'yayin U'mayin B'mayin B'cholshu. If you have Yayin Nesech, min b'min, it falls into other wine, even kosher wine, or else water that the guy poured in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's called Mayim Nesech, it's also Bano. If that gets mixed into other water, the locher is min b'min was b'chol shu. It's also even a small amount, as is a large amount. But what's going to be b'shein minoy? That means, let's say, Yayin b'mayim, wine of Yayin Nesech falls into water, kosher water, or else a mayim of Nesech, that's also b'no, falls in b'yayin to wine. Now the klal is b'noi sentam, that if there's more than shishim, there becomes muta. Since it's min b'shein min, it's only also, if you can still taste it, that means it has to be less than shishim, then it's also. Zeh klal, this is the general rule, min b'minoi b'mashu. If wine falls into wine, or water into water, then it's also the chumra of yayin nesach, it's also b'mashu. V'shloi b'minoi, if wine falls into water, eino minoi, not the same min, then b'noi sentam, then it's only also, if you can still taste the yissa. If you cannot taste the yisur, it's muta. Mishneh Tes. Elu asurin v'yoisrim b'cholshen. These are the things that are also b'hano, and when they get mixed into something else, they're also even in a thousand. B'cholshen, also b'cholshen, no matter how much small amount falls in, it makes the whole tarubis also. Yayin Nesach, the chumra of Yayin Nesach, the avoy dezor gets mixed up with another avoy dezor, with another image. It's always called min b'minoy. Whereas we always levuvim skin by the heart of an animal, if that skin gets mixed up with other skins that we had before in the Masechta, and that they use for takrubas avoy dezor, it's also bano. Over shor haniskal, that nigma din already, so it's also bano. V'yegla arufa, after they bring it down to nachalesan, it becomes also bano. Pitzipar mitzora, when the mitzora has to send away his birds, so that's also also bano. V'sar nozir, the hair of a nozir is also bano. After he takes his haircut, when he finishes Yemei Nizra, the Pasuk says to burn it. It's also banor, who petach amor, the firstborn of a donkey, before you are poided with an aser. The petach amor is also banor, who basa becholov, if you cook milk and meat together, it's also banor. The soy hemeshtalech on Yom Kippur, the sir that sent out lazozel, it's also banor. If it gets mixed up even to 1,000 seirim, they're all also banor. Now, if you have a korban, a chulin, a regular animal, that you shechted inside the azorah, chulin b'azorah, it's also also banor. Harayelu, all these things, asurim, they're also themselves banor, v'yoysim b'cholshen, if they get mixed up with other things, they all swear they're not bottle, and they ask them even b'cholshu. Mishnah Yud, yayin nesech shenofal abor, yayin nesech falls into bor of wine, so kulu also banor, all the wine inside is also banor, that's a loch, min b'min is also b'cholshu. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loyman, no, he holds yimocha kulu lenochri. A lochri that yain is not bottle, it's only for shtiya to drink it. But pahano he holds it is bottle, it's muta banor. Therefore, you're allowed to sell all this wine to a goy, chutz excluding midimei yain nesach shaboy. If only a few ounces of yain nesach fell into this whole bore, this few gallons full of wine, so you're allowed to sell all the wine, just do not take the money for those few drops of yain nesach that fell in. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Gas Shelevin. Gas, that's the wine vat where you press the grapes, made out of stone. Now, Shezif the Goy was a Jewish wine vat, but the Goy now was like putting zephyrs, was putting tar there. And the minig is when you used to put tar in there, they used to also pour some of the yain nesach inside, like to take away the bad smell. So it's like this, so menagvo, you have to dry it out, and the Gemara says it means really you have to put ashes and water. Vitar, then it's okay for a Jew to use it afterwards. What's going to be the shalates? Let's say it wasn't made out of stone, it was made out of wood. Rabbi Yoimi Yenagi, it's enough again to dry it out with water and with ashes. The Chomayim Reno, Yiklev, here it's worse, you have to peel off as a zephyr the tar that's put there. The tar absorbs the Yayin Nesir, it does not come out so fast, you have to peel off all the tar. The Shocheris, what's going to be if this gas was made from an earthly ware? Then, Afal Pi, Shekolav, a zephyr, even though you peel off the zephyr, the tar, still a Rezu Asura. The time of the Yayin Nesir goes into the Klicheris and it does not come out, unless you soak it in water 3 days straight like we had before, make it miluviru, you empty it out after every 24 hours for 3 days straight. Mishnah Yudbeis, halokeach kli tashmishu min a goy. If you buy utensils that are usable from a goy, not as forks or spoons, you buy kalim that you use for the goy, use for his meal, a Jew buys it. So lochur is now a shadaka lahatvil yatful, something that only is used in cold. So, to kashrut, all you have to do is just wash it off. And achutz from putting it into the mikvah. You also have to put it into the mikvah. But as far as the heksha goes, it's enough just to wash it off. Lahagil, something the guy uses in hot water, a pot that you cook up with. So, yagil, you have to make a gola. The Jew now has to kashrut. Kubalei kach pota. If the guy used it by cooking up in hot water, you have to cook up this pot also in hot water to kashrut. The labin is something like a shpur, the spit that you use over the fire directly. And then, ba'ur, if you use it over the fire, so you lab in bor, in order to kasher those, you have to make libun. You have to get the spit red hot to make it kosher. Now, hashvu, the spit, we ask Allah, malavnin bor, you have to make libun to make it kosher. So the shpud is the spit, the askel is also something they use, the net of metal net that they roast on top of it. So since it's directly on top of the fire, malavnin bor, you have to make it kosher also by making it red hot, burning and making it red hot over the fire. Hasakin, a knife, shofa vitar, it's enough just to stick it into the ground, and that makes it, the Morris says it means stick it into the ground 10 times, and vitar, that makes it tar, it's kosher teeth. The Morris says it only means though it's kosher teeth, something that's cold. But eat something that's hot, it's not kosher until you make libun. Until you put it in fire, make it red hot. That's why you have to kosher a knife. Alright, slika mesechta by dessert. Stop here.